In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're on volume 24, 520, 1928. And we're going to go to the second paragraph. Now, this talk here has seven parts. So we started it in August on basically the Feast of the Assumption. August, September, October, November. We've got three more parts to go. And it gets better. That's as you get into the higher volumes, Jesus is so excited about this gift that he's going to manifest soon, that as we read it, as we study it, it's heaven. It really is heaven. So in the second paragraph, so the circular, this letter from the earth echoes the celestial letter. The word has been promised that may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, and heaven and earth move. Heaven and earth occupy themselves with the one purpose of the kingdom of my divine will. The earth with all that is needed in the natural order, and the celestial court with all that pertains to the supernatural order. So this great thing that this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, we're going to be where God originally wanted us to be, in his presence, in heaven, glorifying him, enjoying the beatific vision, participating in the beauty of God, the love of God, the praise of God, the glory of God in our glorified bodies. That's what's coming. So it's this new and divine way of holiness that's coming is so exciting. So Jesus says, so it seems that heaven and earth hold hands and compete with each other to see who hastens more to prepare a kingdom so holy. So again, as we read, we become more fervent. We become more filled with zeal. We more fortitude. It becomes our life. There is nothing as beautiful as this. There is nothing as beautiful as kingdom reigning in us on earth as it is in heaven. And we, it's like, God says, you know, let this happen. May your king to the Lord saying to the Father, may your kingdom come. And we're saying with God, may your kingdom come. It's like this breathing in and out. So if you knew what value one act done in my divine will contains, so that's what we're learning. How when you wake up in the morning, you do your prevenient act, like every thought, every word that you do in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, future, to give you, Heavenly Father, all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beating in my heart beating, praying in my praying, so that the kingdom can be established soon on earth as it is in heaven. I want to enter into the prime act of God, the first act of God, that prime act of God. Again, what's so beautiful about this is each day your request, if you want to say your desire, is you're seeing it be fulfilled. So he says, if you knew what one act done in my divine will contains, how it can move both heaven and earth, how it can operate in, open its way everywhere, to everything, for everyone. It places itself in communication with everyone to and obtains everything that were not obtained through all the acts together for so many centuries by the saints. So here, everything that the saints have done cannot compare to one act in the divine will. Jesus says, why? It's he is doing it. Jesus is doing it. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, pray in my praying. He says, this divine will, this divine will pray, communicates with everyone and obtains everything that was not obtained by all the acts of all the saints for so many centuries. These acts are not one sun in the sky, but many suns, for as many acts that are performed that form the refulgent and radiant day, the new day of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. When you listen to the dawn of a mystery, when you listen, really listen to the dawn of a mystery, this dawn is the darkness is disappearing. The light is coming. It's what we're experiencing right now is, either light or darkness. It's either, the goats or the sheep. It's either, heaven or hell. It's either Jesus or the devil. It's everything's being shown. What do we want? How do we want to live? So the acts done in it are spurs, Jesus says, to the Supreme Being. They are magnets that attract it. They are the sweet chains that bind it. They are the raptures which the soul has the power to form the ecstasy of her God, who enraptured as though in a sweet sleep by the ecstasy formed by his beloved creatures. Do you know what this means? God is seeing himself in us. He's seeing his reflection. God is enraptured by himself. He is in ecstasy. Oh, how beautiful, how holy, how perfect, how loving he is. And he wants us to participate in this. And when we do our acts in the divine will, it is Jesus is doing it. It's Mary that's doing it. And God is in rapture. He's in ecstasy, watching the souls, allowing the new Adam and the new Eve to reign. See, this is... your whole prayer life changes. Your whole prayer life changes. When you begin to pray the rounds, pray the round of creation, round of redemption, everything changes for you. So Jesus says, they are raptures, but the creature has the power to form the ecstasy of her God, who enraptured as though in a sweet sleep by the ecstasy formed by his beloved creature, Jesus. Mary, I mean, beloved son and daughter, concedes that he wants to give for many centuries all that the people wanted. But he has not found the one, making him ecstatic in his very divine power, because that was not for the saints. It would to be the capture of the kingdom of his divine will. See, they were waiting for Louisa. As the creature moves in my fiat, this is Louisa, forms her acts, God feels enraptured. As Louisa begins to learn how to do this, God feels enraptured. In his sweet drowsiness, he feels disarmed and conquered, and the creature becomes the winner over her God. See, it's this game, if you want to play, this tennis game. It's like, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. You breathe in this I love you of God, and then you give back to God what is God's. It's not a human I love you. You take his I love you, Jesus. Jesus, reign in my reigning, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. Give back to the Father your I love you. I want to participate in this, which you have done, Lord, which your mother has done. So Jesus says, you must know that everything that has been determined by the Supreme Being, you're here at this time, predestined by God to live at this time, because everything has been determined. It's either heaven or hell for us. And he wants heaven for us. So he's giving us like all the power of the church with our sacraments and sacramentals. And now Jesus says, I want to give you more prayers, acts, pain, sighs that the creature must do in order to obtain that which we ourselves, the triune God, wants to give to us. And that the soul longs to receive what God wants to give to us. Fiat. So again, we're tested every day. God tests us every single day. And what does he say? He says, it's raining. Fiat. It's snowing. Fiat. It's sunny. Fiat. You're going to have difficulties. Fiat. You're going to have joys. Fiat. Everything becomes fiat. when we begin to learn how to say fiat, all the worry, all the fear, all the anxiety, all the complaints, all the negativity, all the doubts goes off your back like water off a duck's back. It can't stay with you. The fiat is how Jesus lived. The fiat is how Our Lady lived. The new Adam and the new Eve. And that's what they gave to Luisa. Father Bucci would say, Luisa was always peaceful, full of peace, full of joy, very happy, never complaining about her sufferings. She would talk to Jesus about them. But to humans, she was filled with joy because she knew God wanted them to have this gift of gifts that she knows, that she knew is the best. So if these acts are not performed, the longed for Son of the Divine Will, S-U-N, does not rise from the triune God in the midst of the long night of the human will. Why? To form the day of the kingdom of the divine fiat. See, it's the dawn of a mystery. This mystery is being revealed little by little to those who are reading. This is why many times it happens that many acts and many prayers are done and nothing is obtained. Then, he says, but then because of one more little sigh, one more little prayer, the soul obtains what that soul much longed for. It was perhaps the last act to obtain the deed of grace. No, Jesus says, it was the continuation of all the acts and all the prayers. And if it appears that it is obtained through the last act, it is because that one was needed to complete the number established by us. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished. It's completed. The debt has been paid. When Our Lady appeared to Sister Mary Ephraim, she says, my last resort to humanity. She's using the word resort. This is not a negative. It's a positive. The last resort. This is the last request. It's going to be completed. Everything that Our Lady has said throughout the centuries is now, we're at the last point. When this is accomplished, the kingdom is going to be here. That's what she says. I'll bring peace to the United States and peace to the world. It's the last request, the last resort. It is finished, means complete. The number is completed that is established by the triune God. So if you want to receive the kingdom of the divine will, do not stop. Otherwise, since the long chain of acts has reached up to the throne of God, would be missing. You shall not obtain what you want and what we, triune God, want to give. The acts that are like hours that form the day or the night, each hour has its place. Some hours form the evening, others the deep night, others the dawn, others the rising of the sun, others the full day. If it is midnight hour, it's in vain that one expect to see the sun rise at that time. So therefore, it's necessary that at least the dawn come to the court, the nearing day, in order to see the majesty of the sun that dispels the darkness with its empire of light. So the dawn has to come first. Now, I love the video Dawn of a Mystery. It really shows you we are so close. We are so close to what's coming. Putting an end to the night, putting an end to perils, all of nature makes it rise again in its light and in its heat, molding everything with its beneficial effects. Now, is it perhaps that the dawn that has all the honor for making the sun rise? No, the dawn has been the last hour. But if it's the other hours had not preceded it, the dawn would never have said, I am she who calls for the day. This new day that's coming to humanity. Such are the acts, the prayers to obtain the rising of the day of the kingdom of my divine will. They are like many hours and each one has its place of honor and they hold hands among themselves in calling the refulgent sun of my most holy divine will on earth. The final act can be like the dawn, but if it is not performed, The dawn shall be missing, and it is useless to hope for the day of light to arise soon upon the earth. That molding and warming everything more than sun shall make the beneficial effects and its divine regime felt, a regime of divine light, of divine love, of divine sanctity. That's where we're going. We got to go through what's coming. We got to go through this. This is, Jesus says, it's the birth pains of a woman in labor. The pains are going to get more intense and they're going to get more frequent, but the baby comes. The birth comes. The new day comes. This is a great time to be alive. 5:24, 5:30, 1928. My daughter, there is no homage more beautiful and more worthy of our adorable majesty than offering to us our own works. So what is God expecting of us? Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. There's no homage more beautiful and worthy of our adorable majesty than offering to us God's own works. As you pray your round in creation, you gather the divine army to send it back to us as our glory, and the fierce army that asks with assistance and violence for the kingdom of the divine will. The violence is love. It's not blood. This fierce army are the words that Jesus gave to Louisa. It fills us with fortitude. It fills us with confidence and trust in our God. It fills us with determination. Yes, God is, the kingdom is coming. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. God is with us. Therefore, as you pray your rounds, and again, learn to pray your rounds. If you haven't got them, go to LouisaPicaretta.me. Find the rounds, download it to your phone, download it to your computer, and begin to pray it. Pray the rounds of Advent. Pray the rounds of the ordinary time. Pray the rounds of Lent. Pray the rounds of Easter and Pentecost. I love Easter and Pentecost. They're so much fun. And I do that all from Easter all the way to the Feast of Christ the King. Listen to this. I think I got one over here somewhere. Oh, is that it? No, I don't see. I don't have it. I was just going to show you this. As you pray your rounds, place the divine fiat as a noble and divine flag. I usually have one right here. I don't know where it, I must have taken it out and brought it somewhere. But the divine flag, do you have a divine flag? Do you have a noble and divine flag? Make one in front of each created thing. Fly this noble and divine flag. It just says fiat. With their tactic speaking, they ask with divine strength for the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. Remember the flag that Joan of Arc had. Have a flag, a noble and divine fiat flag. Oh, how beautiful it is to see the whole of creation bannered all over with a divine fiat. Put fiat on your car. Put fiat in your home. See the word fiat. From the smallest to the greatest, all possess the flag of the fiat placed by my little daughter Louisa. They really look like a formidable army waving their noble flag with authority. That's one of the things I want. I've got an American flag. I've got another pole up there that I think I'm going to put the noble flag of the formidable army of the fiat. With authority, they ask with repeated petitions for what they possess. That is the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Wave your flag. Make your flag. The noble flag of the fiat. Then I continued praying my round, and I kept placing the divine fiat, my divine fiat, not only in all of creation, but also in all the acts done by Adam in a state of innocence and all those done by the Virgin Queen Mary, that as well as those done by our Lord, sending them like an ordered army around the divinity to ask for the kingdom. And Jesus added, Louisa, my daughter, heaven and earth are praying. All of my acts and those of the sovereign queen, as well as those of innocent Adam before the fall, that were all invested by my divine fiat, they all have one voice that resounding among them as the most sweet and strong echo asking, may your kingdom come. See, that would be nice too, on the bottom of the fiat. He says it's a fiat flag, but your kingdom come. Another flag. My daughter, in creating Adam, I acted like the most rich farmer who had his first child born to the light, who would want to amuse himself with his little one by giving him all of his riches. And he says to him continuously, son, take whatever you want and as much as you can. And the little one fills his pockets with his little hands so much, but as he is unable to contain them all, they flow down to the ground. And the father, inciting him, says to him, this is all you have taken? Come, take some more, take everything. The child sees himself hampered. Bravely, he returns to take, but a small capacity can take nothing else. And the father smiles as he amuses himself with this little one. And Jesus says, so did I with Adam. I gave Adam all of my riches as gift. And Adam, like a little child, was incapable of taking them all. And playing with Adam, I would say to him, take, my son. Take much, take everything if you can. The more you take, the more I shall enjoy and make feast. That's the kingdom. That's a glimpse of how God is going to be speaking to us in his unique way to each and every one of us. Take as much as you want. Am I not doing this with you, Louisa, to the point of wanting to give you the kingdom of my divine will? This is why I make you pray your rounds every day in the whole of creation and the work of my redemption. Nor do I deprive you of the dominions of the sovereign queen of heaven. And while you pray your rounds through our works and dominions, I, God, keep whispering to your ear, take whatever you want, my little daughter. And to give you the right to do it, I have you mark all of our works and all of our dominions with your I love you. See, that's the leaves on the tree. Have we said to God with every leaf that's ever been on a tree, I love you? Have we said to God for every drop of water when it's raining, I love you? Whisper in your ear, take whatever you want. And I give you the right to have it. I give you the right to mark all of our works with your I love you. And in this I love you of yours that repeats this refrain, give me your divine fiat. It seems that fiat and I love you are braided together. He's showing us a little flag here. You know, it's really interesting. Our God, he's adding to this flag, if you want, this fiat flag, this conquering flag. Fiat and I love you are braided together. And I, knowing that you want to ask for, is the greatest thing. See, listen to what Jesus is saying. To ask for the kingdom is the greatest thing that you can ask for. May your kingdom come. It's echoing Jesus and the Our Father. And I, knowing that you want to ask for it, is the greatest thing, and a divine kingdom in which not only you, but everyone, all those who shall be in this kingdom, may all be kings and queens. And if you knew what you were asking for me, heaven and earth are astonished, and all are watching the braveness of your request. And all paternal that longs for you and smiles at you with total excessive love to give you more confidence in asking for the kingdom with more braveness, no more timidity. And in fact, my daughter, since it is so great a kingdom that I, God, must give, I, Jesus, want an empire of people to ask me for it. And the first people is the whole of creation. By going around, praying your round in the midst of it, you move all to ask for the coming of the kingdom. Everyone, in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. May your kingdom come. I pray, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The second people are all my works and those of my celestial mama, which were done on earth. These peoples are the divine and interminable peoples. And there is the people of the low earth that is formed by those who recite the Our Father. Of the few who in some way know my divine will and ask that it comes to reign upon earth. So Jesus is saying, there are many people that are doing this in heaven, on earth, all eternity. He says, those that know the divine, the Our Father and recite it. The few who in some way know my divine will, that's us, and ask that the divine will come to reign upon earth. When these entire peoples pray to me, having at the head of them the one, Luisa, who has a mission so great that has been entrusted to Luisa, that we want to give to all the world, we ask for with insistence, it is conceded more easily. May your kingdom come. I think having a flag like that, fiat, may your kingdom come, is I think God, what God is asking. Does the same not happen in low world? If a king or a leader of a country must be elected, there are those who incite the people to cry out, we want such and such a king as king or such and such as the leader of our country. If some want a war, they make the people cry out, we want the war. You know, you hear that today. There is not one important thing that is not done in a kingdom for which some do not resort to the people to make them cry out and even tumult, so as to give them the reason and say it is the people that wants it. And many times while the people say it says it wants something, it does not know what it wants, nor the good or the sad consequences that shall come. And if they do this in the low world, much more do I, Jesus, when I, Jesus, give important things, universal goods, Catholic goods, and wants entire peoples to ask me for them. And you must form these peoples, Luisa. See, here, this is Luisa's job. She wrote everything down so that we can hear it and respond. This is Luisa's job. You must form these peoples, Luisa. First, by making all the knowledges, all the truths, all the lessons about my divine fiat known. So as we're reading, as we're studying, as we're putting this into practice, Jesus is expanding our capacity every day, if we wish, to begin to understand this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Second, by praying your rounds everywhere, moving heaven and earth to ask for the kingdom of my divine will. So he says basically, to know this and to pray this, to pray your rounds. So again, Jesus is expecting us. He's expecting us to pray the rounds every day. And there's an opportunity for each and every one of us to do it, but he's waiting for us to say yes. And that's why, if you haven't begun to pray the rounds, why don't you plan on praying the rounds of Advent in a couple of weeks? Get ready for it. You know, download it, get it ready, and then on the first Sunday, start praying. Now, I know there's a lot of prayers there. What I normally do is when I'm praying and something comes up, I just put a marker, a sticker on that page. And the next day, if it's the morning prayer, the next day I start it. Okay. Now, if I can, if it's evening, I'll start with the evening, and then put a sticker there if I can't go too far. There's a lot to read. There's a lot to pray. And your whole understanding is going to be expanded because God is going to show you how he prayed, how Mary prayed, how Adam prayed. And this is helping us adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God and worshiping God. When we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it becomes part of our, if you want to say, mantra, adoring our Lord, praising our Lord, thanking our Lord, glorifying our Lord, praying your rounds everywhere, moving heaven and earth to ask for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. You're getting an idea of what the rounds are about. 524, 474, 1928. Continuing praying my rounds in the divine fiat. Louisa is great. I was thinking to myself, what is the utility of this continuous repetitions of asking over and over again for the kingdom of the divine will, and the repetition of praying my rounds in the divine will in order to commit it to grant its kingdom, that it may come to dominate in the midst of the creatures. At that moment, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior. This, he wants us to know this. That Jesus is in the interior of Louisa in a way that the saints could only dream of. And told me, my daughter, when one wants to make a purchase, one pays advances. And the more advances are given, the more the purchase is secured. And the less remains to be paid when one comes to the final acts of the definitive purchase. Now, since you want the kingdom of my divine will, and so do we, it is necessary for you to give advances. Okay? So he's saying, he wants us to understand. And every time you pray your round in the divine will, round of creation, round of redemption, asking for its kingdom over and over again and admitting your acts on behalf of everyone, past, present, and future, for the same purpose, you add as many more advances to secure your purchase of the kingdom of my divine fiat. So Jesus says, there's a certain number of prayers that you have to pray for something to happen, as we heard earlier. And it, some people say, finally, the prayer is answered. It was this day. And it's, no, it needed the completion. It is finished, as Jesus said. Our Lady said, my last resort, and then everything will happen. The last request, and then everything will happen. See, we're right at that end. There's no doom and gloom. God is going to get what he wants. Now, if he doesn't get what he wants, then there's going to be problems. But God's going to get what he wants. So it is necessary that your acts be done in it. They acquire the value and the currency coined by my divine will. Otherwise, it would not be a valid currency that could circulate for the purchase of it. It would be a currency from the outside the kingdom. In fact, one who wants to purchase divine will must give acts of advance done in the divine will. And my divine will benignly designs to coin them with the value of its fiat, back to the fiat. It's not only a flag. The fiat, when you learn to say fiat in all situations, this is the great joy. This is the great happiness. When you learn to say fiat, the stuff that you've worried about is gone. The things that you complained about are gone. The things that you were annoyed with are gone. It's fiat. We begin to understand God has asked me to go through this, and it's okay, Lord. This is what you want. I want it. You're peaceful. You're joyful. You're happy. God is waiting for that to happen. He's given us time. He's given us the divine will. He's given us the book of heaven, and he's asking us, he's pleading with us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? And when we say yes, he goes, prove it. Prove it. Again, that's the hardest part, and he's teaching us. Be patient with yourself. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry that I didn't accomplish what you wanted at this point, but I'm going to. Lord, don't give up on me. And Jesus said, I'm not going to give up on you. You say to the Lord, you show me what you want and I will do it. And there's that song, Build a Boat in the Desert. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. And that's what he said to Noah, build a boat in the desert. And Noah did it. And for 120 years, he built that boat, being laughed at, being ridiculed, being mocked. Until he put all, then he got the animals. And he put the animals on the ark. And there he goes, you're complete. He didn't build a boat. He built a cruise liner. And then he gets everything ready, and they laughed at him and laughed at him and laughed at him. And he closed the door, and it rained. Jesus says it would be like in the time of Noah. God is asking us to give acts of advance done in the divine will, build that boat in the desert, that are necessary advances for purchasing the divine will. It's you pray the rosary, you wear the scapular, you attend First Saturday, you keep holy the Sabbath, you make confession part of your life. You have to become good Catholics. You have to put into practice everything that the church has taught us to this point. And then Jesus says, watch what I'm going to do. So he says, this is the utility of praying your little round in my fiat, in my fiat. That acts, the acts that you admit in the divine will, you're asking over and over again for the coming of his kingdom are all necessary things that are needed for the great purchase of the divine will. See, it's going to happen. And the more that people begin to pray, the more your family is changing, the more your nation is changing, the more the world is changing. See, when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the devil has to go. He can't stay here. The 6,000 years has come to an end. He's got to leave. The kingdom is coming. So he says, the utility of your praying your little rounds in my fiat, the acts that you omitted are you're asking over and over for the coming of the kingdom are all necessary things that are needed for the purchase of the kingdom. Did I not do the same for redemption? I, Jesus, had to pay the price of my acts before my celestial father, and I had to pay for it all in order to obtain the kingdom of redemption. And when I made the whole payment, then it was signed by the divinity that the kingdom was mine. It is finished. The payment was complete. Jesus is expecting us to say to him, it is finished. He is offering us the kingdom. And therefore, we want to give our fiat continuously. So Jesus says to us in the same way, therefore, continuing placing your advances, if you want to have it signed, that the kingdom of my fiat is yours, continue again, praying your rounds. Pray your rounds every day. And again, if you haven't started, pray the rounds of redemption, of Advent in a couple of weeks. Get ready for that. Get ready for that. Don't be overwhelmed. If you can't finish it in a day, don't worry about it. Put a marker in there. And if you can finish it the following Monday, if you start on a Monday, or the following Tuesday, if you start on a Tuesday, that's okay. You might be so busy that it'll take you a whole month to finish Monday, but you'll have four weeks to do it. But again, you're going to see a change of your prayer life. You're going to be praying the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed, the way Adam prayed before the fall, the way Louisa prayed, was taught to pray. And God is saying to us, pray your rounds. After this, I was saying to my Jesus, in your holy divine will, I take the whole of creation in my arms. Do you see how your prayer life has changed? In your holy divine will, I take all of creation in my arms. I take the heavens. I take the sun. I take the stars. I take everything that you have created, that you have presented to the Father, and to bring them before the supreme majesty as the most beautiful adoration and prayer, to ask God, ask the supreme majesty, ask the Father for the kingdom of the fiat, with you, Jesus, praying in my praying, with you, Mary, praying in my praying. It's not my prayer. It's God's prayer. And he's asking us to be one with him, fused with him in his holy divine will. So again, we're a little early, but let's end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray for divine healing for all our family, all our friends, neighbors, coworkers, or parishioners, all our loved ones. We pray for divine healing. And we pray this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.